broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me, as usual, is my partner in crime, Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How you doing today?
I am doing great. Very excited about today's show.
I'm thrilled. I couldn't be more excited.
Well, we have a very special show today as we are joined by four very distinguished business leaders here in Gwinnett County. And on today's show, we will be focusing on the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce and the great work they're doing in our community. Let me introduce you to our guest. First and foremost, it's my pleasure to welcome to the program the new president and CEO of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, Dr. Daniel Kaufman. Joining Dr. Kaufman today are three very prominent Gwinnett business leaders, and all three also serve on the Chamber's Executive Committee and Board. They are Carla Caraway, with the President of Precision Planning, Matt Hyatt, the founder and CEO of Rocket IT, and Terry Jondal, the CEO of Cab Incorporated. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Dr. Kaufman, let's start with you. You are the new president and CEO of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. Now, for those that may not be familiar with your background, you helped start, you were the charter president of Georgia Gwinnett College. Talk about leaving the school. I know that had to be a very tough decision, and your decision to become the president of the chamber.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Yes, we opened the college in 2006 and had the mission to really provide educational opportunities to all the people of Gwinnett and this part of metropolitan Atlanta. And as that college grew, it became clear to us that we really were meeting a community need. But as part of my responsibilities at the college, I actually had the privilege of being a member of the board of directors of the Gwinnett Chamber. And so I actually got to sit in the back of the room at board meetings and sort of see the extent to which the chamber was really doing community-wide what we were trying to do at the college, which was, again, engage all of the parts of modern Gwinnett County, all the parts of our community, in a way people can come together and create a common vision for the future of either the college or the community. And so when the opportunity to become president of the chamber opened up, I asked myself, would this be something that I'd be interested in doing, and thought, no, that's not what I do. But then over last Christmas, frankly, I began to think about it, and I realized that the chamber really is an analog to what's going on out at the college in terms of really thinking about the future of our community. And so I thought, well, maybe we can do at the chamber community-wide what the college is doing for higher education. So I talked myself into it and applied for the job and was lucky enough to get it. So it really has been it was difficult to leave the college, frankly, when you're the sort of founding president. But that tree has taken root. I mean, that place is off and running, and it'll be 2 years before they even recognize I'm gone. So the chamber really is, I think, at this point in my life, as I say, I got one more great adventure left in me, and this is it.
Well, I should mention congratulations, as the Georgia Gwinnett College was recently recognized as one of the top public schools.
Top five public colleges.
In all of the Southeast.
That's correct, yeah.
So that is another feather in your cap. Congratulations on that. So now, from the back of the room, you're now in the front of the room when it comes to the chamber of functions. Where do you see the Gwinnett's chamber's place in the landscape today, and where do you see it going as you move forward? What are some of your goals and initiatives?
The chamber is a forum. In the traditional sense of that term. That is where people come to deliberate, to talk, and to craft a vision for the way ahead. And you know, now that I'm sitting in the front, I actually have to pay attention. But what really impressed me was the extent to which all the leaders of all the parts of Gwinnett, it wasn't just the business leaders there, leaders in government, leaders in education, leaders in healthcare, arts, entertainment, culture, and the philanthropic and public service communities were all in the room. And that's what struck me about the potential that the chamber really has. And so as we move forward, I want all those parts of the community engaged in this creation of the common vision, because they're all important in terms of where we're going as a community in the future. And so that really was the excitement about and the attraction of the job, and that's what we're going to try to do as we move forward. We've got an extraordinary community. I mean, Gwinnett is a big, complex, diverse, vibrant community, place, county. and is a leader in so many ways that we want to continue to take advantage of. But also we've got some opportunities really to ensure that all the parts of modern Gwinnett County are engaged and have the opportunity for success. And that's what I think the Chamber can do in bringing all those people together who don't necessarily haven't necessarily been as integrated, frankly, as we might like in the past. And as you look at the future of Gwinnett County, as you know, we're 20 years ago we were 90% white. Today there's no majority race in Gwinnett County. And so we're going to make that diversity a source of our strength and demonstrate how to do it right. And so that's what we're about at the Gwinnett Chamber, to ensure that, that modern Gwinnett County really is the model for America of the future.
Dr. Kaufman, I'm a business owner myself, and I think for a lot of business owners, when they first come in contact with the Chamber, I think one of the first questions that goes through their mind is the one that went through my mind: where do I start? So if I'm confronting the Chamber, if I'm visiting the Chamber, I just became a new member, what kind of encouragement, what kind of advice would you give to somebody of where to start?
I would say to all those who are brand new members or are thinking about joining the Chamber, usually they come in and say, what's in it for me? And my response is always, that's the wrong question. The question is, what's in it for us? Okay, you're going to get out of your Chamber membership what you put in it. As I tell the members, the Chamber Fairy is not going to come and sit on your desk and sprinkle you with magic success dust. We provide opportunity. We are connectors. And so if you want to get something out of your membership in the Chamber, you got to put something in it. You can't just sit at your desk and expect us to do it for you. That said, what we provide, depending on where you are, if you're a sole proprietor, for example, you're an entrepreneur, you've got a good idea, we have an entrepreneur guide. If you walk in and say, how do I start a business in Gwinnett County, we've got the recipe. We've got the cookbook that says, here's who you call. Here's the people you got to talk to. Here's where you go to get money. Here are all the things you got to do to start a business in Gwinnett County. And so we'll do that from the outset. If you're NCR, we'll tell you, okay, you need 300,000 square feet of Class A office space. We can do that for you as well. And so that's the range of businesses that we deal with, and all of them are looking for, obviously, opportunity to grow and to succeed. So the response to your question is, what do you want us to do for you? And we can do it.
And, Mike, I can attest to the fact that in the Chamber brochure, there is nothing about a Chamber Fairy. I just want to, confirm that comment.
Right. I'd love to have some of that magic success dust. We're talking with Dr. Daniel J. Kaufman, the CEO and president of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. We'd be remiss if we did not mention that you are a decorated Army veteran. You have a Purple Heart, a couple Purple Hearts, and a Bronze Star. I'd love to see those. They're probably in your office. I'd love to see those one day. But what have you taken from your Army career that has led you to be successful, not only starting Georgia Gwinnett College, but that you hope to adapt to the Chamber?
Well, people like to be part of a successful team. And what you learn in the Army is it's not about you, it's not about the individual. You literally live or die as a team. But that translates into all of life. People want to be engaged in something important, something they find meaningful. They want to feel like they're contributing to the overall success and accomplishment of a mission that matters. And so what I brought to GGC and what I hope to bring to the Chamber is that sense of commitment and engagement on the part of the team, both the small team, i.e. the folks who actually work at the Chamber, but more important, the kinds of leaders that you see sitting around the table here, because they're the ones who create jobs. Now, the Chamber doesn't create anything. We facilitate. They're the ones who create jobs.
And you right now are responsible for the overall leadership, management, and direction of the organization. 2,700 or so members, I believe?
Just about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are there times where you wake up in a cold sweat at night going, oh, my goodness, I hope I don't mess this up?
That's always the first thing you think of is when you get out of bed in the morning is don't screw it up. But interestingly, there are about 21,000 businesses in Gwinnett County. So we've got some work to do. I mean, that's 80% of the businesses that don't belong to the Chamber. So why not? So we've got a lot of, some upside there in terms of engagement with our community. But really, it is, you know, it's a privilege to take over an organization that is recognized as one of the very best at what it does.
Of course, the Chamber, and as you mentioned, is one of the best in not just the Southeast, but one of the best in the country. But obviously, the Chamber supports local businesses. But I know you're excited about all the volunteers and all the local businesses that support the Chamber. We have three of those folks here, and Matt Hyatt, Carla Caraway, and Terry John Dahl. And what do they bring to the Chamber, business leaders like the one sitting in the room today?
They bring a couple things. One is a sense of commitment to the community. What's great about Gwinnett is the engagement of the leadership. The people who have the most, have gained the most, don't say, what's in it for me? They say, what's in it for us? What's in it for our community? And so what inspires me about the kinds of people that we have sitting in here this morning is their commitment to the community. And that's what they bring, that energy and that commitment and that passion. And that ability to think ahead, obviously they're very successful, and so they know how to do this. And so they bring that to the Chamber, and then you bring in 100 members of the Board of Directors or whatever that share this kind of talent, this kind of dedication, this kind of commitment. It's a very special place to be. So you're right. My job is to stay out of the way and try not to screw it up.
Dr. Kaufman, you mentioned that the Chamber is a great place no matter the size of your business, whether you're just starting out. You talked about the guide that you can give them. You also talked about some of the larger people who join and the way you can help locate businesses here and do that kind of thing. So what I'd like to ask is, are there any things that you see that the Chamber maybe hasn't done the best job they possibly could that you'd like to see them improve? And also, I'll also give you the opportunity to talk again about a couple of things that the Chamber has done well in the past that you want to see them continue to do well.
Yeah, thanks. Of those 21,000 businesses that I mentioned, 15,000 have 10 or fewer employees. They're small businesses. 75% of the enterprises in Gwinnett County are small businesses. And about 75% of our members, as you would expect, about 75% of the members of the Chamber are small businesses. I'm not sure we have focused on them as much as perhaps we could have. So, for example, yesterday we had our first session of what we call Small Business Essentials, and it's literally a primer on starting and growing a business. You don't have to be a member of the Chamber to attend. We just started. We've got folks from Gwinnett County in the economic development section. We've got the Small Business Development Corporation, which is part of the University of Georgia that's headquartered here in Gwinnett. And we've got folks who can facilitate the startup and growth of small businesses. And we did it at the Chamber, but we're going to start moving it around the county. And so yesterday we had, first time out of the box, about 85 folks showed up for 3 hours, and they went hot and heavy for 3 hours asking questions about how to do this. So now we're going to take it on the road to various parts of our community and just invite people, Chamber member or not, to come talk about small business. So I think that's the... That's the one place I think perhaps we have not done all that we could have.
We're talking with Dr. Kaufman with the Gwinnett Chamber, and you mentioned some of the passionate business leaders, and three of them are in this room that really support the Chamber, that are very involved. And we're going to give each of them an opportunity to talk specifically about their business in a second. But before we do that, I wanted to kind of ask each of you about your relationship with the Chamber, your involvement with the Chamber, and your thoughts on your new leader here, Dr. Daniel Kaufman. And we'll start with you, Carla. Carla Caraway, you're the president of Precision Planning.
That's right.
What's your role with the Chamber and your thoughts on the gentleman sitting to your right?
Well, thank you, Mike. Obviously, I'm a big cheerleader for Gwinnett County and for the Gwinnett County Chamber. My company's actually been involved in the Chamber for over 30 years. Me personally, 22 of those years, I've personally been involved with the Chamber, starting just from the ambassador, where you just go in and do what you're talking about. Somebody comes in from the beginning and you say, welcome, what can I do to help you? How can I get you involved? From that, all the way to the point that I'm at now, which is I'm the chair-elect of the Chamber, so I will be the chairman of the board for 2014. So from that aspect, I am just so excited to work with Dr. Kaufman. I think it's going to be a fun year. I think it's going to be – we have lots to talk about, great things to invite people in to hear about, whether you're a small business or a big business. I'm actually a small business, not quite under 10 employees, but not over 100 either. So I'm kind of in that mid-range. So I think – my business is exactly the type of business that the Chamber can help, because they're not so big, but we need help, and we need to know how to get networked in and engaged. So working with Dr. Kaufman's, I'm thrilled about it. I think it was a great thing for him to come on board. He's already jumped in with both feet right into the deep end, as you can hear. So we're all excited, and from my standpoint, it's going to be an exciting year.
We're all excited too, Carla, in a few minutes to find out more about precision planning.
Right.
Now, Matt Hyatt, the founder, CEO of Rocket IT, we'll find out more about your company in a few minutes, but I don't think it's possible to go to a chamber event and not see Rocket IT there. You guys are very supportive of the chamber. Talk about your involvement with the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, as you've pointed out, we are huge fans of the Chamber of Commerce. I've been involved for a number of years now, and really I've grown that business, Rocket IT, almost exclusively at the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, I was looking through a client list here recently and go one by one and say, now, let me see if I can figure out where this client came from. What's the connection point? And in almost every case, I can tie back some sort of connection to our involvement in the Chamber. It's been a great experience for us, absolutely.
And Terry Jondell, with the CEO of CAB Incorporated, your involvement with the Chamber and your thoughts on your new leader who's sitting across the table from you now.
Well, I am a longtime Dan Kaufman fan. I think that when he talks about bringing energy and excitement as a leader, he is the world's best. And I don't have customers in Gwinnett County, but I live here and located our headquarters here because of the quality of life. And the quality of life has been largely driven by the community leaders and people pushing forward a vision. And Dan is the perfect person at the perfect time to be able to move us forward in a rapidly changing environment. So.
Well, Dr. Kaufman, before we talk with more of these business leaders about their individual businesses, tell me about what you love most about what you're doing right now. What excites you the most about leading the Chamber?
Well, two things. One is the ability to work with folks like we have sitting around the table. The great thing about this community is the wonderfully talented and engaged people that lead this community. And so the best part of my job is I get to see them every day and work with them every day.
And you have a great staff at the Chamber as well.
And the folks at the Chamber are really good at they're world class at what they do in putting together programs and opportunities so that the folks like we have here really can succeed in their business. The other thing is, and they've heard me say this because I've talked to the board about it, Gwinnett County today demographically looks like America of 2040. We are the prototype community of tomorrow. So as I've started saying, we're the community of tomorrow today. And so we're going to demonstrate how to do it right. We're going to demonstrate how a truly multi-ethnic community can thrive and have a quality of life, as Terry talked about, that is truly available to everybody. Okay, and interestingly, about 40% of the businesses in Gwinnett County are minority-owned. We're one of only 8 counties in the country in which, at least at the 9% level, African-Americans, Hispanics, and Asians own businesses. So we're already well on our way to being that role model, that prototype, how to do it right in America of the 21st century, so that all the parts of the community really are engaged and have those opportunities for success. And that's what these visionary leaders are going to ensure happens.
Gwinnett really is a very unique community, for sure. For those business leaders that are listening and would like to know more about the Chamber, thinking about joining if they're not already a member, where should they go? Where can they find more information?
Either walk in the front door, and we'll be delighted to see you, or just go on the website, gwinnettchamber.org. And we can accommodate you, but it's it really is a vibrant organization, and I think I hope an important part of the fabric of this community.
I think so. And as far as walking in that door, very convenient, right off Sugarloaf Parkway, right next to the Gwinnett Center.
Right next to the Gwinnett Center. So if you're going in to watch a hockey game or a show, just take a quick detour into the Chamber building, and we'll be delighted to see you.
All right. Well, with your permission, Dr. Kaufman, we'll talk to some of these other business leaders here in the room that are very supportive of the Gwinnett Chamber. And we're going to start with Carla Caraway, the president of Precision Planning. Carla, welcome once again.
Thank
it's been
you.
Great to get to know you this morning.
Thank you.
Tell us all about Precision Planning. What does your company do?
Happy to. Thank you. We are an architectural engineering and surveying company. As I mentioned before, we've been based, headquartered in Gwinnett it'll be 31 years in the 1st of October. So we've been here a long time. We actually work all over the state of Georgia, a little in the southeast, but mostly in the state of Georgia. And we handle projects of all types. We like to say we're a one-stop shop for any type of development that you have going on, and we work for private clients and public clients. We do transportation projects, water sewer projects, recreational projects. We also do commercial development, residential development, public safety, lots of public safety. So we do a lot of different types of projects, and we handle everything from the beginning of the project, from the planning, all the way, walk you through it, hold your hand, but they're not cookie cutter.
I have to say, I have to jump in here because she, Precision Planning designed the athletic facilities out at Georgia Gwinnett College.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen the state-of-the-art baseball and softball and soccer fields out there, they're already attracting national attention and bringing national competitions to Gwinnett.
Yes.
And it's truly extraordinary what she and her team did.
Stephen, this might be a good time to tell Dr. Kaufman that both of our boys are travel baseball players.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That maybe you might be able to help us there at the school.
You know, I was going to say, you know, Carla, don't you wish sometimes you could take people along to give testimonials of the work that you do?
So. I know. It's hard to find people.
That was unsolicited right there.
She's going to be my chairwoman next year. I'm no joke.
That's right. Now, it is. He's right. It's a beautiful, and I have to say, I always say, you know, I'm not the engineer or the architect that worked on that project. I'm sort of like Dr. Kaufman in that we have great team that work for Precision Planning, and I just get out of the way and let them do their job, which is exactly what happened on that project. But it is a beautiful facility, and we, you know, have done, I will say, lots of projects like that. We do have, you know, quite a few people that I would be happy to bring on a radio show and do testimonials, because those are your best marketing. But we do all sorts of types of projects. And what we like to say is that we are very customer service driven. We are not cookie cutter. Everybody's project is their own project. And we have a team of professionals that are great at what they do. And they will help you with whatever project you have to do. So. Please feel free to call us.
I could see Carla going to a baseball game at Georgia Gwinnett College, and everybody's looking at the field, and Carla's looking at the stadium and everything else.
I'm taking pictures.
Like it's her proud baby.
That's exactly right. You have it nailed.
There are other companies. I don't want to, you know, give you – I'm not a secret here. There are other companies that do what you
absolutely
do, Carla.
Absolutely.
What is it that separates you from your competitors that makes you unique?
Well, I think I mentioned it before. I think it's customer service. I think that, you know, there are lots of very smart engineers and architects and lots of great firms, and based in Gwinnett, let me give them their due. And we team with some of those as well. So, you know, we're happy to have that type of the companies located in Gwinnett and the surrounding areas. But I think for Precision Planning, what I like to say is that we have people that understand what it is you want, and we understand how much help you need. And if you need customer service, superior customer service, that's the difference in what we do and maybe what some other companies that do what we do.
Carla, with the planning of different projects, mm-hmm. is this something you guys start from square one?
Absolutely.
Guys start from conception, and then also, do you go all the way through to completion?
Absolutely. We are from the very beginning. We have people that will conceptually work with you. If you have a raw piece of land or you have a vision of what kind of building you want to build, we start from very beginning of let's sit at the table, and then we walk you through the entire project all the way through construction. We're there as your representative on the site when you're under construction, all the way to closing out the project and handing you the CO.
And I've heard you say a couple times the phrase cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's something, and not that it's necessarily a bad word, but that's something that I think maybe your industry can fall into is, hey, we just do this kind of project. So you guys really listen.
Right. And it depends on, obviously, the type of project. But for the most part, the type of projects that we work on, that's not our niche market. Our niche market is starting from scratch, and you do what you want to do, and we'll help you get there, whatever it takes to get you there. That's what we do.
That's fantastic.
We're talking with Carla Carraway. She's the president of Precision Planning here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Your business, of course, located here in Gwinnett County.
We
could be located anywhere. What is it about Gwinnett? Why Gwinnett?
Well, we've been here from the beginning. We've been here, as I said, it'll be 31 years next month. And, you know, we understand, like Dr. Kaufman discussed earlier in his comments, that Gwinnett does it right. Gwinnett is a great example of how not the business community, which obviously I'm a part of. Also, as Terry talked about, I live here. I actually grew up in Gwinnett. I'm one of those original Gwinnetians. I'm a product of Gwinnett County Public Schools. So I grew up here. I now live here. My daughter goes to Gwinnett County Public Schools. And so I work, live, play. I do all those things. And so from that standpoint and being involved in the chamber, you really see what he talked about, the combination of government, nonprofits, the school system, the business community, the healthcare. Everybody's on the same team. And from a business perspective, that's huge. You can't beat that. And it's great knowing that's there and that's in your back pocket, not only doing business. So for me and Precision Planet, we could be located anywhere, but we started here and we've chosen to stay here and we will choose to remain here.
All right, Carla, I'm probably going to give you the toughest question you're going to get, but I think it might be your favorite question. we've already heard an unsolicited testimonial about the stadiums you built for George Gwinnett College.
That's right. Thank you. Can
you think of any other story? I'm sure you've got a ton of stories, but specifically I'm looking for a story through the chamber, somebody you met, a project you got to do, and especially one of those projects that was not your standard, not your cookie cutter, something that was very unique that you guys got to bring your precision skills to bear and see something come out really beautiful at the end.
Well,
how much time do we have?
I know.
Carla, let me let you know that you can come back anytime and we'll do another
forever.
Show and talk.
So the hard part of the question is just
which
one.
Which one? Okay, I do have one that I'm going to talk about, and because it's most recent, and it is we actually just completed – right before we completed the project at GGC was the city hall at the city of Sugar Hill. And we were the architects and the engineers of that project. And if you haven't seen it, please go by Sugar Hill. It's a beautiful building. And I will say that our relationship, Precision Planning's relationship with the city of Sugar Hill, all had to do with relationships formed at the chamber, like Matt talked about he can track that back, and I can definitely track that back. It's a great group up at Sugar Hill. But that's exactly how that project came to be over time. And obviously, you have to be qualified to do what you do, like the projects that Dr. Kaufman talked about in this one. But that's a great example. It's very recent. It's a beautiful building. It's brand new for them. They're so excited as a city to have this huge new building that's just great. So that's one off the top. But I have many more we can chat about.
I know you're nodding your head down there. I mean, of course, I've seen the Sugar Hill City Hall building.
You and I have both lived in Sugar Hill. It's a great building.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't even know that. See?
So you're making new friends today. That's
I always do.
That's what Business Radio X is all about. It's networking and making friends. Carla, for those that would like to know more about precision planning, where can they find out more information?
Well, obviously our website, www.ppi.us, as in the United States. We have a Facebook page as well. And we're located in Lawrenceville on Highway 120, right down from the hospital, 316, 400 Pike Boulevard. So like the chamber, be happy to drop in and chat with us. We'll be happy to do so. But probably our website's the best place to start to see what we do and what we're about.
Great. Thank you, Carla. We've got standing invitations to walk into a lot of places.
That's right.
We can walk in. I like this.
We love this show. And Carla, please, you are welcome to come back. We'd love to have you come on some other time and talk more about some of these other projects you've been doing.
Thank you for having me.
Carla Caraway with Precision Planning. Matt Hyatt also with us this morning. He's with Rocket IT. And Matt, let me reintroduce you. You are the founder and CEO of Rocket IT, very involved with the Gwinnett Chamber. Tell us, you kind of touched upon what Rocket IT is about earlier, but give us a little more of an idea of what your company does.
Well, Rocket IT, first and foremost, is a service organization. We're in the business of helping people, and we work with other human beings to help them be successful. We want their organizations, and whether it's a business or a nonprofit, to be successful. And so the key is those relationships that we have with individual users. We happen to be technology experts. We have a fantastic team of very talented technical professionals that are both well-versed in various technologies that most businesses are working with today, but they also happen to be really good people. They're folks that are very good at working with other folks to help make sure that they're having a good experience in whatever it is that they're working on every day.
Now, Stephen is the Georgia Tech guy at that end of the table, so he'll probably ask you pretty good questions. I when it comes to IT, I'm kind of out there a little bit.
You keep looking for the any key, don't you?
Yeah.
Press any key.
Yeah.
That's you've been looking for that on your keyboard for the last couple of years.
I need help. Yes.
Old joke. Sorry.
Exactly. Well, we'd like to hire Stephen, and we'd like to come work for you.
Well done, Matt. That is why you're the founder and CEO of your company, Rocket IT. What is it that you know, when you're talking to folks, you know, how do you find your new business? What type of companies do you work with? Is there a niche in the community that you kind of specialize in as well?
Well, there are several questions there, but you know, for us, we are primarily focused on businesses and nonprofits. We tend to focus in our backyard here in Gwinnett County, primarily. Although we have the technical capability to work with any organization in the world, the truth is, as Dan mentioned earlier, there are so many businesses and organizations right here in our backyard. If we had even half of them, well, we'd be a fairly successful organization, I suppose. You asked about, you know, what kind of business or organization we're after. You know, every business is dependent on technology these days. Every organization has probably a wide variety of technologies that they depend upon every day, whether it's email systems and internet connectivity to accounting software to back-end databases and what we call line-of-business applications that are unique to very specific businesses. And they require experts that can handle all of those various areas of expertise. And so we bring a team to the table with expertise across a wide variety of different technologies. And our job there, again, is to help those folks be successful with whatever it is that they need without necessarily having to go out and hire full-time experts on all of those different subject matters.
I mentioned earlier in the show, and I wasn't joking, that if you go to pretty much any chamber event, you're going to see Rocket IT. You've been very, very supportive of the chamber. Obviously, you're in a very crowded field. There's a lot of competitors in what you do, and you could have chosen to do a lot of different things to market your company, but you decided to go with the chamber. You've already mentioned that it has paid off handsomely for you. You've been able to build your business through the chamber, but what was it that led you to the chamber and decided, you know what, this is the way we want to market our company to grow Rocket IT?
Well, let me comment on a couple of different things there. First of all, our focus at the chamber is really twofold. Number one is to build relationships. We're interested in getting to know other people in the community, other business leaders, other folks that are doing great things. We want to know who they are. We want to learn from them. You know, when I drive to work every day, I can't tell you the number of businesses that I pass, but when I pass those organizations, I watch out the window and say, you know, there are talented people that built those businesses and those organizations, and I want to know them. You know, I want to get to know them, I want to learn from them, and I want to contribute where I can. And where are they? Well, quite likely, they're involved in the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. That's where I'm going to find the biggest group of folks from my community on a consistent basis is there in the Chamber of Commerce.
Matt, you said something. I'm going to give you some time to unpack that a little bit more for us because I think it's very important and sounds like it's part of your vision and your passion. You've talked about people.
Yeah.
You've talked about your organization is more about the people and trying to help other people succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of happen to do that through technology. Expand on that a little bit more. I mean, talk about why people are so important because you are a technology company, but it sounds like you're focused first and foremost on not only your people, but also the people you serve.
Absolutely. You know, ultimately, everything's about people, right? It'd be really easy as a technologist to get in there and say, okay, people, let me get out of my way. Let me get to the computer and let me see if I can roll up my sleeves here and work on this computer and I'll fix all your problems. Truth is we can't do that very well unless we really understand the person sitting in the seat and understand what it is that they're trying to accomplish, what's standing in their way, what hurdles are in the way, and how can we help them be successful. So it's all about people.
I have a feeling that's probably one of the ways you guys have been able to separate yourself from other technology companies is other technology companies close the door, lock me in here, I'll fix the problem and leave. You want to get to know the person in the chair. You want to get to know what they're trying to accomplish. And you might know things through technology that they never thought of that would help their business.
Well, that may be the case. But, you know, as an example, for our entry-level position at Rocket IT, what we call a field support technician. You know, the description of that role is that field support technicians work desk side with people to help them with whatever technologies they can reach on their desk, be it a desktop computer, laptop, IP-based phone, mobile device, printer, whatever it might be. But the key is we're working desk side with people. And so, you know, again, the tendency for our Georgia Tech grad that comes to work at Rocket IT is, hey, let me get in that seat and drive. I'm going to take care of that issue for you. I would contend that we're going to be able to do that much better if we can stop and spend just a few minutes with the person sitting in the seat to get to understand what it is that they're trying to accomplish, and then, and only then, see if we can't tackle the technology issue at hand to help them be successful. I want to address something else you brought up. You were asking about, you know, why the focus in Gwinnett, why the focus at the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. And as I mentioned earlier, the truth is we have the technology, the capability today to really serve any organization anywhere in the world. And we do have clients all over the country. We have clients that are based here far away and close by. But the truth is we're a relatively small company. Like Carla, you know, our organization isn't quite in the under 10 category, but we're certainly under the under 100 category. And we have a relatively small marketing budget. If I were to take that marketing budget and try and spread it across our geographic reach of the world or the nation or Georgia or even Metro Atlanta, the truth is I'm not going to go very deep with that. And we want to go deep. We want to go deep with people. We want to go deep in our community. So I can take that marketing budget. I can limit it and focus it really right here in my backyard. I can go a little bit deeper here. And I think that that's why a lot of folks that live and work here in Gwinnett County recognize the name Rocket IT. And it seems like we're everywhere. It's because we're really investing in our backyard, in our own community.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job, Matt, by the way. Matt Hyatt, the founder and CEO of Rocket IT. For those business people out there that would like to know more about your services, where would you send them?
RocketIT.com.
That's a pretty tough one.
That's the easiest, fastest way.
But you can do that with almost any piece of technology, right?
You can also walk into the front door of the Chamber of Commerce, and they'd be happy to tell you about it.
We're going to be doing a lot of walking next week.
Yes, but we now only have to go to two places still with three people, so I like that. I like that.
Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Now on Gwinnett Business Radio, the CEO of CAB Incorporated, Terry Jondahl. And Terry, tell us all about CAB Incorporated, because it's not like a taxi cab. At all.
No, and actually we go by CAB Incorporated, but like I mentioned about my name, I answer to Hey You. So,
so do people call it, it's CAB?
It's generally CAB, but...
Am I the only person that's called it CAB?
Yes, Mike, you're the only person that's done it.
You are among the few, but that's okay.
I wanted to make sure I got Terry's last name pronounced correctly.
And you said CAB
instead
of CAB.
So I messed up the business. Oh,
but that's all right. That's all right.
She forgives you.
It's interesting to listen to Matt talk about technology, by the way, when he's sitting here with a notebook. And that's not an electronic notebook. It's a piece of paper notebook.
I thought this was a radio show. I didn't think I was going to get caught not bringing an electronic device in here.
Wow, you just called out one of your partners.
I know. But I thought that was pretty cute. And by the way, and Matt knows I love technology. I'm all about being able to figure out how to leverage technology in business. But we are we're not a real glamorous operation. We're generally an industrial products company focused on steel. And we have three product categories that focus in three areas. Infrastructure, piping products for waterworks and industrial piping. Castings and forgings that might be serving mining, agriculture, industrial, hydraulics, Caterpillar, all kinds of anything that's probably bigger than a piece of silverware we can be involved in. And then components that go on the windmills that you see around the country. So while that might sound like it's sort of a glamorous industry, I can tell you that it's been a pretty volatile ride over the last 15 years. But we've been I've been in the steel business since the early 80s, and it's been not technology. There's not a lot of technology involved. It's a bit dirtier and grittier than others. But we've been able to build a solid business, and we've had our ups and downs with the economy, and it's been a tough ride at times. But as Carla mentioned, it's all about the customer. It is absolutely the distinguishing factor for our business has been when it comes to service and quality, it's our mission is the customer. And we have some of the smartest engineers around the world as it relates to foundry technology, machining technology, metallurgy, forging capabilities, anything that has to do with steel and processing of steel, I have expertise on staff around the world to be able to do that. We sell into North America. We also sell in Africa, but we also have offices in Korea, India, China, and Vietnam. And our headquarters is here in Buford, and we have a manufacturing operation in Texas. So we're spread around out there doing our job, taking care of our customers.
Wow, that's amazing. And since I already look like a fool because I said cab, I've got to ask the follow-up question, CAB then. What does that stand for?
Hey, that's – okay, there
good
you
question.
Go. The founder of the business was Guy Crane. He was – that was the C in CAB, and then there was another gentleman named Bridges, so it was Crane and Bridges. And he's retired and no longer with the company, but he is from – Gwinnett also. He founded the company in 1982 in Gwinnett, and in 1995 I became a shareholder and moved to Gwinnett in 96 with the intention of at some point moving out of Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that as I bought more and more of the shares of the company that myself and my business partner would choose our place to stay. But I became involved in the chamber in 1997 and very quickly found that the Gwinnett Chamber and Gwinnett are pretty much the nexus for the region in terms of excitement and making things happen. And as an international company, I have resources available here in terms of legal, accounting, any kind of business expertise that relates to international that I don't have anywhere. And I've lived all across the country. So this, and not to mention the international airport, which if I don't travel during rush hour is a pretty easy trek, this has been a perfect location to be able to get the resources I need to build our type of company. More importantly, has been to attract the kind of people that we need, which we are always looking for the A-listers. And the best and the brightest want a high quality of life, including me. And when you look at the natural resources of this area and our location, with when you talk about mountains and coast and Lake Lanier and freeways – oh, no, not freeways. But we have everything here. If there's anything at all that you need, we've got it. And great place to locate and great place to look for employees.
Terry, I'm going to ask you a very open-ended question. We've had Carla on to talk a little bit about planning and some construction. We've had Matt on to talk about technology. You're in manufacturing, and you are in foundry work. You're in steel. You're kind of in an industry that has been through the ringer. You said it yourself a little bit with the windmills. What do you love about it? What do you see as the future of it, especially as a business owner here in America and in Gwinnett County?
That's a great question. Tell you what I'd like to see is I would like to see more manufacturing done in the U.S. Most of our products come from overseas, and we have a manufacturing facility in Texas. We're able to do short run and low volume work, but a couple of issues. The capital investment required to be able to upgrade and go, you need to go highly robotic. You need to have large, long run projects. We tend to be shorter run specialty projects. So you can't make a business model work where you're making those kind of capital investments right now. I believe those kinds of niches in the U.S. are going to continue to be served offshore. But what we've seen increasingly over the last 5 years, and this has been absolutely incredible to me, companies like Caterpillar, they'll have sub-tier suppliers who will bring in products from offshore. And then they will do additional processing, and then they'll send it to Caterpillar. Caterpillar will assemble it into something else, and then it'll get re-exported. So I think we have to think about things in a different way. It's not about us bringing products to the U.S. for consumption. It's about us bringing products to the U.S. to add value. And that's really what life's all about. How do you add value in your job, in your relationships, in your business? And that's what we do for our customers. Our customers don't want to have to get on planes and go manage a supply chain overseas. And quality, repeatable quality, is extremely high value. So we've been able to show our ability to get out there and solve process problems and keep it repeatable and show our value.
So let me just ask this, just kind of sum it up. What sets the U.S. apart when it comes to manufacturing? Its value, correct? And its quality, and what are some of the other things that when it comes to manufacturing?
Expertise in efficiency and innovation. If you look at any process, and whether it's something that's driven by capital equipment or it's driven by manual process, we're able to get in and solve a problem and figure out how to take the process apart and refine it and make it repeatable and work. And we're better at it than anyone in the world, and I don't see that changing.
And part of that comes back to what Dr. Kaufman said about Gwinnett. We are a model of the world because we are still the community where the best come.
Exactly.
We are still the place where we can get things done. I'm feeling patriotic here, Mike. And Mike, you and I say this all the time about this show. I love that no matter what industry we're talking to, here we're talking to Terry, who, you know, some people would think manufacturing and casting is like, just kind of glaze over.
Yeah.
I see the passion, and you hear the expertise, and you hear problem solving. I just love it. That's what I love about this show, Mike.
Now talking to Matt and talking to Carla about their businesses. Obviously, Gwinnett makes a lot of sense. You get a lot of local customers here. You're more of a, you know, your customers can be global. Has the Gwinnett Chamber and being a Gwinnett helped you with expand globally for your company?
For me, because I don't do business in Gwinnett, I will tell you that the F. Wayne Hill Reclamation Plant has a whole bunch of 84-inch pipe flanges that were supplied by us, but we sold them
to someone. Carla, you're going
to
get your own show, okay?
Yeah. She set that up.
But we did supply those very large pipe flanges that are 8 or 9 feet diameter, but we supplied them to a fabricator in Denver, who then added their value and then shipped them back into Gwinnett. So in terms of looking for customers, that's not been my objective. But in terms of looking for an exciting place that my employees can be drawn to, this has been a great location. And like I said, we are always looking for the A-listers on our employees. And so for me, it was about mapping out the best place in the country to attract folks.
Because one of the things I was thinking about when you're talking about your business, it's like, well, you know, it seems like you'd be better suited to be on a seaport or a major river. And last time I checked, I don't think the cargo ships can fit down the Chattahoochee. So for someone on the outside looking in, but obviously Gwinnett County makes a lot of sense for CAB.
Well, Gwinnett County is a great location for headquarters. And we're a headquarters operation. So for us, you know, we have 14 servers, and they reach all around the world to our 75 employees. And we have video conferencing systems on all of the continents that we are engaged in. And we don't have to be anywhere to do our work. Now, we have a distribution and manufacturing facility in Texas, and it's an hour and a half from the port also. But it's still centrally located, and it's been able to accomplish what we need. So being headquarters gives me a bit more flexibility. But this is also a great location for distribution. Having the Port of Savannah with the port deepening coming is going to be a big advantage for all of Georgia. And distribution is another wonderful opportunity here. So, and I wouldn't rule it out of our future if it made sense at some point.
Terry, we've talked about Gwinnett kind of being the community of tomorrow today. You're the CEO of CAB Incorporated, and you're in manufacturing and castings. And I wonder also if you are a representative of the community of tomorrow today when it comes to manufacturing, being a female CEO in a manufacturing industry. Has that been an interesting ride for you? You've been with the company since the 80s.
I can tell you that in the 80s, it was a very interesting ride because I was in sales in the steel business. And as when I would talk to someone on the phone back in the day, they didn't take you seriously. And you felt like they thought it was sort of a joke or something, and they were waiting for you to transfer them to someone else. And then when they realized that you knew what you were talking about, it actually became an asset. So it was an interesting time. But I will say that as we've gotten bigger, as our clients have gotten bigger, that's really gender is not an issue. The steel business truly is like any other business. It really is all about people and process. And whatever that process is, if you can figure out how to get it right and repeat it, you're going to be successful. That's whatever the business is.
Terry, for those that would like to find out more about CAB Incorporated, I'm sure you've got a great website like our other business leaders in here. Direct us to that and any other information you'd like to share.
We have our website is cabinc.com, and it's actually about to get redesigned. It's an okay website, but it needs to be a great website. And I also am working on, you mentioned social media, I think, before the show. We're actually beginning to realize that even the industrial sector needs to be active in the social media market, which is a surprise to me. So we're trying to plug into that also.
Great. Terry, thank you so much. It's been great to get to know you today.
Thanks.
Dr. Kaufman, you know, we joked earlier that, you know, let's just not mess it up, you know, now that you're leading the chamber as the new president and CEO. I think with some passionate and dedicated business leaders like you have here, I don't think you can do that. I don't think it's possible.
Well, don't underestimate me. I can do that. But no, it really is a demonstration of why I wanted to do this job, because these are remarkable and successful entrepreneurs who care about their community. And that's not – those of us who lived in lots of places know that's not necessarily always the case. And so that is what has impressed me about Gwinnett County. It's why we love living here. And being part of these extraordinary opportunities, because you get to hang out with folks like this every day, and really think about. And I think you get a sense from these three leaders that what they share is an ability to think strategically, to look over the hill, as it were, over the horizon, and craft a vision for this community that is exciting in my judgment. And so it's our privilege to be at the chamber to be able to help make that vision a reality.
And Dr. Kaufman, I want to thank you once again for joining us on Gwinnett
Thanks,
Business
Mike.
Radio and bringing some of your board with you as well.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that very much.
Dr. Daniel Kaufman, the CEO and president of the Gwinnett Chamber. Also a big thank you to Matt Hyatt, the founder of CEO and CEO of Rocket IT, Carla Carraway, the president of Precision Planning, and Terry Jondole, the CEO of CAB Incorporated. Only took me an entire show to finally figure that out, but I owe Terry an apology, and we'll have to have her come back so she can talk more about all the great stories. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs, including this one, 24/7 by logging on to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. For my partner, Stephen Julian.
Mike, you're always invited to walk in my front door, too.
I'll see you tonight for dinner. I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.